All right, you guys been reading the newspaper this week? Does anybody know what's going on in Houston? What's happening downtown? Do you know what's going on? The Final Four! Did anybody watch the game last night? Oh, pretty exciting stuff, huh? 75,000 people were in Houston last night. So what I was thinking, since it's the Final Four in Houston, that maybe we would play a little basketball. Is that okay with you guys? If we play basketball, what do you think we need? Okay, we need a net and we need a ball. So Deacon Edwin, if you could help me out. And Emily, come on. All right, so we're going to play a little basketball, but in honor of what happened in the gospel today, I thought we'd play basketball a little bit differently. Does anybody remember the affliction, the illness that was hurting the man in the gospel? What was his problem? He was blind, so he couldn't see. So what do you guys think if we play basketball blindfolded? You guys think that would be pretty fun? You think that'd be fun? All right, here you go. You want to put this on over your eyes? All right, you put this on over your eyes. All right. You guys can't see, right? You can't see at all? Okay, so if we're going to play basketball, okay, you're on the step. That's dangerous. Let's come down. Thank you. All right. So if we're going to play basketball, what kind of skills do we need to play basketball? Does anybody know, what do you need to be good at to play basketball? Yes, sir. You have to dribble. Okay, so what I want you to do, sir, is I want you to dribble this ball blindfolded. Go ahead, dribble. That's not too bad, actually. That was actually, hey, you got three dribbles in that time, blindfolded. I got the ball now. It's okay. It's very good. What else might we need to do to be good at basketball? What else do you have to do? You have to play defense. That's right. Okay, Miranda, I want you to try to stop me from scoring. Ready? Oh, good try. I'm sorry. It's hard to play defense when you can't see, right? What else do you need to do to play basketball? Yes, ma'am. Okay, you have to be able to jump high. I'm not going to ask you to do that blindfolded because that might be dangerous, but that's true. You have to be able to jump high. But if you're jumping high in basketball, what are you doing? You're shooting. You're trying to shoot, right? Okay, so why don't you go ahead and shoot? Can you see? Oh, boy. It's kind of close. He hit the altar server with the shot. Okay, let's try again. Let's get a little closer to the basket. Everybody's laughing. Why are they laughing? Because you're further away. I'm trying to trick you. Sorry. What else do we have to do to play basketball to be good at? Yes, sir. You have to be good at passing. Okay, Miranda, I'm going to throw you the ball. Ready, catch? Just kidding. I'm not going to throw it to you. Here you go. Okay, now I'm going to put the ball in your hand. Now you try to pass it to me. Can you hear my voice? Try to pass it to me. That was actually a really good pass blindfolded. That was better than I was anticipating, but very good job. Okay, so is it hard to play basketball blindfolded? Yeah, it is. It's pretty hard to play basketball blindfolded. Real basketball players maybe be able to do it. Okay, so let's talk about blindness, guys. Let's listen up for a minute. Let's talk about blindness. Guys, there are times in our lives where we are blind. There are times in our lives that we have a hard time seeing. Why do you think that is? What keeps us from being able to see our Lord? Yes, ma'am. How about things like the devil? And the devil, he kind of influences, has a place to do with sin. Sin keeps us from being able to see. Illness keeps us from being able to see. Sometimes pain in our lives, despair, tough times. But for all of those blindnesses, all of those things that keep us from seeing, we have a God who loves us. And in today's gospel, he does what to the blind man? He heals him. He says, see. Go forth and see. And then when he was healed, nobody would listen to him. So let's imagine Jesus heals all of you guys, takes away your blindness, take off these blindfolds. Oh, you can see now. Isn't that awesome? See, you were kind of far away from the goal now. Wasn't that tough? Yikes. Okay, so Jesus heals us, right? He healed the blind man. But then those who were around him said, oh, you were the guy who dribbled it twice and then bounced it off your foot. I don't know if I want you on my team. Right, but that's what they were doing to the poor blind man. But the blind man's saying, I was blind, but now I see. I see because Jesus healed me. Jesus heals us because he loves us. And he gives us a new start. He gives us a chance to see his love. In the first reading today, we hear the story of David. David was the youngest of his brothers. He was the smallest. He was the weakest. He was the youngest looking. And everybody said, wow, why would he need to be the king? Why would he need to be anointed? But everybody was seeing with eyes of blindness. They didn't see the way that God sees. And God saw in David the potential for a great king, a man with great skill, a man with great abilities. And he opened the eyes of those who were around David, gave them the chance to be able to see. That's what our God does for us. We have a wonderful sacrament that the church gives us that cleanses us from our sins, that absolves us from our sins. When we feel like we're blind, when we're having a hard time seeing God, does anybody know what the name of that sacrament is that we have? Yes, ma'am. Does anybody want to help her out? Anybody else know? Yes, ma'am. Okay, not quite. Yes, sir? Okay, the Eucharist, that does help forgive our sins, but there's another one where we stand before God and say, God, I am sorry. Yes, ma'am. Reconciliation. Reconciliation is that sacrament where we come before our God and say, Lord, this is me at my worst. This is me at my weakest times, and I need your help. And what God does for us is he forgives us. He gives us absolution through Jesus Christ, who speaks through the minister, the priest, who absolves us of our sins, who gives us a chance to be able to see. And then when we're able to see, we can do what? We can play basketball. We can live a life. We can live a life in fullness. That's right. Because when we live in the light, when we take away the darkness, we can be great. And then we can play basketball. You want to try dribbling again with no blindfold? A little bit easier, wouldn't you say? All right, how about you want to shoot now without a blindfold? Yeah, buddy. And here, you did really well passing the ball without a blindfold, but you can pass me the ball there. When we are free of our blindness, guys, we can do great things. So as we continue our liturgy, as we continue our Lenten season, we ask our God to take away our blindness, to help us to be able to see so that we can clearly follow him. Thank you guys very much for your attentiveness. You can go back to your seats now.